This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. My pleasure as ever. Good to speak to you.
We're going to start with a bit of sort of radio news. I believe the RNIB and yourself, Matt, may have had a hand in sort of getting back 5 minutes from Radio 4's In Touch programme, which I think was going to be sort of have 5 minutes taken around with the new sort of announcements that Radio 4 have been making to their schedule. But I think yourself and I think our Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler, were very much involved in getting those 5 minutes back.
Well, yeah, very kind, David. We sort of got wind of this recently and we're very keen that, you know, the BBC supports varied programming, and clearly in this case, you know, In Touch is a vital program for people visually impaired. I know there's a lot of followers on the radio. I got one or two emails from people about it about a week ago. So having got wind of this potential shift, I dropped a note to Tim Davey at the BBC, the Director General. We've got a good relationship with the BBC. We worked a lot on things like audio description, you know, and opportunities, you know, to get blind and partially sighted people and people with disability into roles at the BBC. I was sort of front of house or back of house, so we've got a good working relationship with the BBC. And Tim and the controller of Radio 4 responded earlier this week to say actually they had a rethink and they would keep the programme at 20 minutes. I'm sure we weren't the only individual or organisation to sort of write in. I'm sure they had a bit bulging postbag, but I think I'm, you know, pleased they listened to us amongst others and that they made the decision they made. And it's great that, you know, In Touch is going to stay at 20 minutes on a Tuesday, you know, various other plans to repeat sort of through the week. So yeah, really pleased about that.
And we have some sort of radio news from ourselves here at RNIB Connect Radio as well. We've been nominated for one of the ARIAs for Community Station of the Year. And our head of radio, Yvonne, was at the announcement in London last night. And this is fantastic news for us at the station, because it's been a really good year for us last year with our 20th anniversary and broadcasting live from the IBSA World Blind Games as much as everything else. But we'll just see what happens on the sort of when the winner gets announced on the 7th of May. But this is sort of fantastic news for us. And I'm trying to stop blowing our own trumpet, Matt, about it, but I think it's great news.
Toby, you've nicked all my lines there in introducing the question and the answer. Look, joking aside, yeah, look, Connect Radio is a real jewel in the crown of the RNIB. I've always sort of said that in my time. I think it does a brilliant job with some highly talented people. And I think, as you just alluded to, I think this year, you know, we've really kicked on in a variety of ways. But I think, you know, some of the outside broadcast type stuff at the IBSA World Games, some of the party conferences, you know, where we were there, an ability to really try and, you know, get across what was happening there to people was great. And it's richly deserved in the sort of 20th anniversary year. And, you know, great that Yvonne, you know, was down there amongst others to be at the ceremony yesterday, you know, to find out that we're on the shortlist, you know, someone who's done a brilliant job of sort of leading the station, you know, through many years of sort of thick and thin. So it's great that we've got the recognition. And I think, you know, as you said, and I've just said, I think thoroughly deserved this year for the quality and variety of our output, as I'm sure the listeners who are hearing us talk about this would attest, because they are listeners to the station. But I think they would see, you know, the development this year has been really good. So very well, richly deserved. And they look forward to the awards ceremony in May.
And we're going to end with a partnership between Canon Europe and the RNIB on World Unseen, a truly accessible photography exhibition featuring photographs from renowned photographers, which it has elevated prints, audio descriptions, soundscapes and braille for a tactile experience for everyone, helping everyone to connect with the images from the exhibition, which is on at Somerset House from the 5th to the 7th of April. I mean, this is great for, you know, sort of accessible photography and accessible art.
Yeah, it is. We've been trying to do things in London ourselves, well, not just in London, around the country, using our properties, you know, to showcase, you know, the arts, you know, the creative side of things, you know, really being a platform to show off things. We, you know, and in technology, you know, there's a recent session across the sector around AI, for example. So this is exactly the sort of thing we want to be involved in. I was just upset we couldn't host it ourselves, actually, at Grimaldi, but it's brilliant. It's somewhere as, you know, well-known, high-profile as Somerset House in London. And it's great that we can partner with, again, someone as globally some global reputation of Canon, who are clearly, one of the critical players in the sort of photography sector. And I think, we've got a number of people, from the VI sector we know well, Lucy Edwards. We've got the Winter Paralympian, Mena Fitzpatrick, taking part to tell their stories. And I think it will really, really insightful, actually, to show how photography can be accessible through, the tactile nature of it, the elevated nature of it off the page. And I think Canon, it's a chance to show a lot of their proprietary software and capability, sure, but it's it, at the end of the day, it does show how photography as a medium can be accessible. I would encourage people, if you're within striking distance of London, the week after Easter, to get down to Somerset House, which is a great place to visit anyway. It's got the Courtauld Institute close by and those sorts of things. So, you could have a nice day down on that part of London by the Thames, but good to dip in here and see the possibilities of photography as a medium for visually impaired people.
And if you can't make it to Somerset House, the exhibition will be available with the photographs and audio descriptions on the Canon View website, which is canon.co.uk/view. You'll also find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can obviously, of course, call the RNIB helpline too on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. Nice to look at some interesting creative things in a run into Easter, and I just wish a happy Easter to all the listeners.